Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom and resilience in a world that can sometimes feel like it's throwing punches left and right. Now, let's be real, negativity has a way of sneaking into our minds like an uninvited guest, crashing the party of our well-being. But here's the thing, friends. We don't have to let those negative thoughts rule the show. We can become masters of our own mental landscape by learning how to reframe them. Think about it, imagine your thoughts as a garden. You wouldn't want weeds taking over, right? Well, reframing is like weeding out those pesky negativity seeds and planting some beautiful, empowering blooms instead. Ready to cultivate a garden of positive thinking? Let's dive into 5 powerful takeaways that'll help you master the art of reframing. First up. Recognize your thought patterns. Ever notice how your mind sometimes goes on autopilot, spinning those same old negative stories? Think about it, if stress hits, do you find yourself replaying past mistakes or catastrophizing future events? By becoming aware of these patterns, we can start to break free from their grip. It's like identifying the weeds in our garden before they have a chance to spread. Second, challenge those negative assumptions. We often jump to conclusions without even thinking. I'm going to fail this presentation, or everyone thinks I'm awkward. Yikes. But here's the thing, those assumptions might not be true at all. Ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, we discover that our negativity is based on flimsy evidence, like a house of cards built on sand. Third, look for the silver lining. Life is a tapestry woven with both light and shadow. When facing a difficult situation, try to focus on the potential learning opportunity or even a hidden blessing. Remember that story about the guy who thought his loss while it was the worst thing ever, only to find out later it contained a forged ID. Sometimes those failures can lead us down unexpected, positive paths. 4. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what we're thankful for shifts our perspective and helps us appreciate the good in our lives. Take a moment each day to list 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a sunny morning, a delicious meal, or even just a supportive friend. And finally, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, focus your energy on what you can, your attitude, your actions, and your choices. Picture this. You just spawned a job interview. Your mind is swirling with negative thoughts. I'm not good enough. I'll never get this job. What was I thinking? But hold on. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, take a deep breath and try reframing. Think about it this way. You learned something valuable from the experience, right? You now know what to focus on next time, and you've gained confidence in your ability to handle these situations. Remember, every interview is a learning opportunity, a stepping stone towards your ultimate goal. So go ahead and shake off that disappointment. Use it as fuel to keep pushing forward. We're all capable of mastering the art of reframing. By recognizing our thought patterns, challenging negative assumptions, finding the silver lining, practicing gratitude, and focusing on what we can control, we can transform those negative thoughts into powerful tools for growth and resilience. Remember, friends, you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite reframing techniques? Share them with us in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of empowered individuals ready to face any challenge head on. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who needs a little stoic mental armor in their lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.